Goldilocks and the Three Bears, a classic story told and illustrated by Gerda Mueller. Goldilocks lived in a house that was not like other houses. It had two wheels. It was pulled by a car. It was a caravan. Her mom and dad worked in a circus. One evening, the circus stopped at the edge of a big forest. The show was about to start.
"Can I go and pick some flowers from over there in the trees?" asked Goldilocks.
"Yes, but stay on the path," said her mum. "That way you can just turn around and follow it back to the caravan."
"I promise," said Goldilocks, and off she went.
The path wound through the trees and into the woods. Goldilocks started to pick flowers, but then she saw some pretty pink and white ones further away from the path. She ran over to pick some. When she had a beautiful bouquet of flowers, she decided to go home. She looked and she looked, but she couldn't find the path. Goldilocks started to cry. Finally, she came to a clearing in the forest, and in the clearing, she saw a funny kind of house with smoke coming out of its chimney.
"Who could live here?" Goldilocks wondered.
Quickly, she dried her tears and ran up to the house. She peeked through a little window and she saw a large table with three chairs around it, a big chair, a medium chair, and a very little chair. In front of each chair was a bowl of porridge, a big bowl in front of the big chair, a medium bowl in front of the medium chair, and a very little bowl in front of the very little chair. The porridge smelled wonderful, and Goldilocks was very hungry. She pushed open the door and went inside. Goldilocks sat down on the big chair, but it was too big for her. Next, she tried the medium chair, but it leaned to one side because it had a broken leg. Finally, she sat down on the very little chair.
"It's just right," she said.
Next, she tasted the porridge in the big bowl, but it was too hot. Then she tasted the porridge in the medium bowl.
"That's too hot as well," she said.
Finally, she tasted the porridge in the very little bowl.
Delicious, it's just right,"
and she ate it all up. She peeked round another door, which was slightly opened, and she saw three beds in a row, a big bed, a medium bed, and a very little bed. Goldilocks tried to climb into the big bed, but it was too high. Next, she sat on the medium bed, but it was too hard. Finally, she lay down in the very little bed.
"It's just right," she thought, and she fell fast asleep.
Meanwhile, the owners of the house came back from the forest. They were three bears, a big daddy bear, a medium mummy bear, and a very little baby bear.
Daddy Bear saw his chair and said in a deep voice, "Who's been sitting in my chair?"
Mummy Bear said in an annoyed voice,
"And who's been touching my chair?"
Baby Bear cried in a squeaky voice,
"Somebody's knocked my chair over."
Daddy Bear looked at his bowl of porridge.
"Who's been eating my porridge?" he growled.
Mummy Bear looked at her bowl of porridge.
"Who's been eating my porridge?" she shouted.
Baby Bear looked at his very little bowl of porridge.
"Somebody's been eating my porridge," he cried, "and they've eaten it all up."
Daddy Bear bellowed, "Come on, let's find out who's hiding in our house."
Daddy Bear looked at his bed.
"Who's been climbing on my bed?" he roared.
"Who's been sitting on my bed?"
Mummy Bear howled. Baby Bear cried out,
"Look, somebody's been sleeping in my bed and she's still here."
The noise woke Goldilocks up. She opened her eyes and saw the three bears. Quick, she jumped out of the very little bed, grabbed her shoes, and ran outside. The three bears didn't chase her. They weren't mean bears, they were just unhappy.
"Don't you know that you should knock first if a door is closed?" shouted Daddy Bear.
"And if no one answers, you shouldn't go inside," added Mummy Bear.
"I'm sorry," said Goldilocks sadly. "I didn't know."
She ran into the trees. When she was far away, she heard Baby Bear's little voice saying,
"Would you like some more porridge?"
But Goldilocks didn't go back. She found the path and ran back to her caravan, thinking,
What a nice little bear. I hope his mum gives him another bowl of porridge.
Next morning, when Goldilocks woke up, the circus was already traveling to another village. She never saw the bears again, but she always remembered to knock first.